Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is November 20, 2025. Let's start with the key market moves setting the tone for the day. Bitcoin is trading at $91,774, up less than 1%. Ethereum showed some volatility, briefly dipping to $2,870. In contrast, Zcash has been a standout performer, surging 15% today to nearly $679, extending its impressive rise. Over the last week, Zcash has gained 31%, while Bitcoin and Ethereum have faced declines. A significant development behind Zcash's move was Cypherpunk Technologies' recent $18 million purchase of nearly 30,000 Zcash tokens at an average price of $603. This move has coincided with a remarkable 469% increase in Cypherpunk's stock this past month, reflecting growing institutional interest in privacy-focused cryptocurrencies. On the other side, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, the largest spot Bitcoin ETF managing over $73 billion, suffered record outflows. The trust recorded a $523 million single-day loss, contributing to a total $1.4 billion withdrawal over 5 days. This signals ongoing investor unease amid Bitcoin's struggles below the $90,000 mark. Bitcoin continues to test crucial support levels between $83,800 and $75,000 after dropping more than 20% over the last month. The Fear and Greed Index hit 16, signaling extreme fear in the market. Retail investors appear to be capitulating, many selling at a loss, suggesting the possibility of a market bottom forming and a potential entry opportunity. Institutional interest is also rising in Solana, with new ETFs from Fidelity and VanEck recently launched in the US. These ETFs have attracted significant inflows, mirroring patterns seen in previous Bitcoin ETF rallies. Should this trend continue, Solana could emerge as a major player in the crypto space. In the regulatory realm, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has approved a policy change allowing U.S. national banks to hold cryptocurrencies on their balance sheets for on-chain operations. This includes paying network gas fees, enabling banks to settle transactions and operate blockchain platforms directly, a key development for institutional crypto engagement. Meanwhile, Aztec's Ignition Chain launched as Ethereum's first fully decentralized Layer 2 network, focusing on programmable privacy. This enhances Ethereum's scalability and privacy capabilities, potentially attracting developers and users looking for confidential DApps. On the macro front, Malaysia is facing heightened concerns about crypto mining-related power theft, with losses estimated at $1.1 billion over 5 years. Authorities are considering tighter regulations and licensing reforms, a move that could set precedents for crypto mining governance in other markets. Also noteworthy, President Trump is reportedly considering an executive order to centralize AI regulation, aiming to challenge varied state-level policies and restrict federal funding to states with strict laws. While focused on AI, this effort may influence regulatory approaches to broader tech sectors, including crypto. Looking ahead, key levels to watch are Bitcoin's support band between $83,800 and $75,000 and Zcash's bullish momentum, following Cypherpunk's major acquisition. Institutional flows into ETFs, especially BlackRock's Bitcoin Trust, will also be critical indicators of confidence going forward. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.